and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I'm just going to let you know, from the first few seconds of this podcast, this is going to be possibly one of the most chaotic episodes we've ever done. I don't know how to explain it other than Mercury in retrograde, or whatever you want to call it, the vibes being cuckoo bananas, is happening exclusively within the four walls of my office. I have had to record this podcast at random times over the course of four different days. It is super gabby in sections. It is restrained in others. Morty interrupted me, Pearl barged in, Ben sidetracked me. Like, you're going to hear about it. I don't know, guys. Things were off, but I am here and I am finishing the podcast with two Adderalls and three coffees in me, which if you know me, you know that means that I am in peak physical condition. I'm focused and I'm dialing in. And so I am just putting the pieces back together and we are making it work. I'm making it sound like I'm making a puzzle out of homemade puzzle pieces. It will be good. I just want to let you know from the jump that it's going to be a little chaotic. It's going to be like, instead of a roller coaster that goes regular, it's going to go up and down and sideways. It's just going to be a little silly. But you know what? It is my Gemini birth month. I feel like it makes sense that things are a little some of this, some of that. You know, I'm giving you both. I'm giving you both sides, like both astrological twin ends of the spectrum. The universe has delivered that to you through me as a vessel for yapping. This one's silly and serious, but it's a great gab sesh, and I hope you enjoy. Because like the tweet that I saw the other day that I cannot stop thinking about, people with ADHD be like, it doesn't have to be done, it just has to be perfect, which is exactly how I live my life. And this one is done and perfect. So buckle up, friends. If you needed a distraction while you were driving your car today and you were like, one woman's voice may not be enough, oh buddy, literally buckle up because you are ready to go. Otherwise, what else is happening? You're going to hear about it in this episode. We have a good gab sesh. I also drop later in this episode that we may be going on break in a few weeks. I've actually, I think, changed my mind on that since recording it. Again, topsy-turvy, my loves. I can't leave you high and dry for many weeks. So we will probably be doing mini episodes during a little bit of next month, which I will tell you about more next week. Until then, I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. So get ready and listen to Becky's kind words, and then we will get into it. See you on the other side. Yeehaw. So basically going to Disney World right now is always on sale.
There is a spread of offers that go from today all the way through the end of the year.
I remember when you couldn't save money on a trip, and now you can save so much money and celebrate holidays and do all the things.
That's the thing. And there's something for everybody right now at Walt Disney World. So thinking about the holiday season, it's July, therefore it's Christmas in July. Therefore, you can book a package for Christmas in July. Disney World just came out with its save up to 20% on select rooms with the Disney Resort Collections during the holiday season. So this is stays most Sunday to Thursday nights from October 4th to November 19th, and most nights, including weekends, from November 22nd to December 24th. So that sweet spot where all of the decorations are up and all the times that I like to go to Disney is right in that little space of weeks. You can save up to 20% on your room only. They also do have a Florida residence rate. If you're a Florida resident, you can save up 25%. Most nights, October 19th to December 24th. That's just the first thing out of the gate. The second thing is the one that everybody should really be paying attention to, especially if you're a Disney Plus Perks member. Because if you are, you can save up to 25% on your rooms and, but wait, there's more, get free park hopper benefits added to your ticket too when you purchase 4 nights, 4-day room and ticket package at a select Disney Resort Collection hotel. That's amazing to me. I have not seen them add free park hopper benefits in a package for an eon. So that's a big deal. That's valid for stays most nights from September 25th through December 24th as well, with some blackouts in there too. If you're thinking about doing your holiday season planning and you want to go to Disney World, now is the time to look at it for sure.
Yeah, dude, ask for your gift in advance. This is
Yeah,
the
exactly.
time.
What do you want? I want free park hopper benefits. Bring it on. Last but not least, if you can go to this late summer, early fall dates, which are about July 30th to October 3rd, you can save even more than they're showing during the holidays. So you have that save up to 35% for 5 or more nights, save 25% as well. And the Florida residents can save up to 35%. So pretty much right now, Walt Disney World's on sale.
Wow. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date. And I know we talked about this before, but I just want to emphasize to everyone listening, there are too many of these to keep track of, and they're changing all the time, which is why I always implore you to reach out to MEI Mouseman Travel because I can't keep track of these. But if you reach out, they will tell you everything that is available at that moment. And sometimes the rooms will go, and you got to grab them because I want you to save money if you're going to Disney World.
Absolutely. And sometimes the room only is a better deal. Sometimes the room only ticket packages are a better deal. So there's a lot of Disney math going on here, and we're happy to help you with that.
Thanks, Becky. Hello and welcome back. Now, as always with Gab Sesh, we have different sections if you've listened to these before, and we are starting with Disney stuff we got to discuss. And sometimes there's a lot. Like literally last month, our entire Gab Sesh was just mostly us talking about Disney World. But now there's all of this news that makes me feel a little like people are really up in arms, or at least thoroughly discussing the fact that now, if you take a bus to a resort or sometimes a boat from a resort from Disney Springs to a Disney hotel, you have to prove that you're staying at a Disney hotel or resort. People are like that's like the main topic of today. And in a past life, I would probably discuss this at length with you guys. But the truth is, I'm looking at this news and all I'm thinking is, oh, this is the calm before the storm. Like, we don't have a lot of stuff happening right now because it was Carousel of Progress major news. I think it's going to be chill until mostly D23. There are a couple things that might come between then, which I've heard about, TBD, we will see. But basically, like, we're in the runway to D23, you guys. So it's little news until it is go time. My family will not stop interrupting me. This is a truly cursed episode, but we are going to do our best. We are going to do our absolute best. I feel like we have one drop of gasoline left, and then we're trying to make this train. I think trains go on coal. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to do my best to give you a full episode. I do want to mention Dollywood hats have arrived for those who have ordered them. I will be mailing them out likely early next week. I can't wait. I'm so excited. They came in red and brown. I love both. It is just so fun to contribute something goofy to your everyday lives, and I cherish it so much. Besides me going to Disney World and doing all that stuff, which we for the most part covered, the only thing that we really haven't touched on is the Universal Kids Resort that opened in Frisco, Texas. I was invited last minute. I'll admit, last minute invite. I could not go because it was Pearl's like graduation day. Also, like I can't last minute a week after I'm out of town go to Texas at the drop of a hat. So I was unable to go. I have not followed coverage very closely. I'm going to admit that by choice. I just think that's the type of, it's this weird line where like me speaking collectively of myself and my colleagues are the people who cover this stuff, but we are not the audience for who is going to go to it because it is a regional park. I think what they're doing is very interesting and a smart business choice to offer stuff like this in an area where you would usually have to get on an airplane to fly to somewhere like Universal Orlando or their other property, I guess, would be in Vegas or you're going to California or Florida. This is smart. This is also, I am a child of Wisconsin Dells, keep in mind. So I am a child who was raised on regional activities in lieu of getting on an airplane and flying somewhere. And I think there's a lot of benefit to that. And I think it's really great to kind of spread these opportunities about throughout the country to make it easier and more accessible for people to enjoy themed entertainment. I think in general, that is a good thing, a smart business choice, etc. Some of the rides, again, I did not deep dive into this because I'm not covering it. So it's not something that I'm going to spend time diving into until I go there. And then I like to, if I'm going somewhere for the first time, I like to not be have my experience colored in advance by other people's coverage. So I did not look much at this. However, some of the rides, not the most impressive attractions I've ever seen. It's giving Heimlich specifically to one I am thinking of, and with less je ne sais quoi, one might say. But in general, the one critique I am able to give from afar about this new resort is that there is a lack of plants and a lack of shade. And I don't like that this is a trend that keeps happening. I have yelled at you guys about this before. I don't need to yell at you again. I don't think you need to hear it. But to anybody listening who designs these theme parks, you gotta do something about the guest experience, because you can offer every type of food that could please every palate, and you can have every type of ride for all ages. But if people physically cannot do well being outdoors in your outdoor theme park, you're kind of done for. And I just think, again, and I say this every time something opens, at this point it's getting insulting. It is short-sighted, because if you don't think it's worth it to put up canopies, to put up umbrellas, to put fans, like to have some sort of infrastructure in place to keep people safe, not even just like cold and comfortable, not even air conditioning, to keep people safe from the elements, which you would do on an attraction, even though a lot of these are open air and made from metal. So don't know what happens at 3 p.m. I just think it is like we really got to rethink what we're doing, because if that isn't a part of the budget from the jump, people aren't going to come back, and you will ultimately lose money in the long run. Because if you go to a park and like you burn your butt on a seat and it's too hot and the whole day you're dehydrated and you come home and everyone feels ill, you're not going to want to go back. And I think for longevity, at a minimum, these places need to be thinking about the bare bones guest experience. It's not just access to food and bathrooms. Like, it really is. The heat is a problem. Global warming is real. We have record shattering heat all the time now. And I just think it is absolutely bonkers that like, we're just leaving it up to Amazon.com neck fans to keep our bodies in at a temperature that they can be at and stay outdoors and survive. I don't think that is sustainable. So I'm begging y'all, either buy a big tree or hang a canopy, and everybody will be happier. Okay? I just think we really need to be doing better on this front. Now, another new thing that I'm not fully covering, because I'm not local, I'm not in Orlando right now, I was just there and it wasn't there, it wasn't open, is Level 99. I am very curious what this will be. As you know from my episode with Scott Gustin, I'm an NBA experienced truther. I thought it was pretty cool. I don't know anything about basketball. I had a blast there. Who doesn't like a pop a shot game turned into an entire day? Well, day asterisk, maybe like 45 minutes there. Was it expensive? Yeah. Should they have just included it with tickets and then like made a lot of money in the gift shop? Yeah. But either way, I didn't think it was that bad. Level 99, I've heard some good stuff about. I think it'll maybe be cool. I also think it is a good idea to have, once again, some sort of experiential activity at Disney Springs for people who are looking for something to do without buying a theme park ticket. We had VR for a minute. That went away. We had NBA Experience. Went away. We had Disney Quest. Went away. So I wouldn't count Cirque as part of this, because that's more of a sit and watch a show. We really don't have, like, I'm getting up, moving my body, doing stuff like those other ones. And so I'm curious how this goes. I think it'll be interesting. And I think that there was a moment when escape rooms were really, really en vogue. And I think that this is maybe a smart step forward. And I'm really curious how this does with families and with kids. And so I think it'll be an interesting one to watch. Again, we are kind of like not in the doldrums, but I'm waiting for D23. Okay. Like if I'm at a fancy wedding and I'm not liking the looks of the appetizers, I'm waiting for the entrees. So I'm holding out and waiting for D23. But the last thing I just want to mention, and this is more of like an end of the podcast thing, but we're just gonna mention it now. If you haven't listened, if you don't want to follow the Mouselets, if you haven't listened to their podcast, Sister Sisters is so fun. I just could listen to these gals yap forever. It brings me so much joy, and it has really planted a seed for me to go back to Disneyland Paris. I just opened my phone and Molly's in Paris. Like, everyone's going to Disneyland Paris. I'm kind of getting the itch to go back to Disneyland Paris. And what I've noticed more than that, more than like me being like, Disneyland Paris, tell me more about the dragon. I've consumed very little Disney content because it's my job, but I do always love listening to that podcast. But I do feel the more time I spend online, I mean, it's my whole feed when I'm not like watching a lot of YouTube videos. I do feel like we're kind of on the verge of a paradigm shift of Disney coverage online. Like, if you have been following Disney accounts since Instagram Disney started, like, I feel like things are, we're like reaching the end of one life cycle and starting another. Because I think the type of videos that a lot of us were interested in watching a year ago are not the type of videos we're interested in now. Like, I personally, I don't really love some food review videos. I made them and I've made them been like, those aren't my favorite. Like, I think there are certain things I want to see. I want to see, honestly, I just want to see, well, I guess I just want to see women yelling, which is what I do. So that's a little biased, but I just want to see stuff that isn't what I would expect. Basically, this is not to say like anybody's using ChatGPT. It's just the easiest way to explain this. I want to see a version. I want to see a little, a minute long video in a Disney park that ChatGPT could never think of. That's what I want to see. If any of you follow like Blake Silva, Blake's been doing really cool stuff, getting ready for red carpets for Disney movies, like putting a bunch of pins on a tie. I've never seen that before. Basically, seeing anything I haven't seen before in the Disney internet sphere is really fun right now. And I feel like more of that is about to happen. I feel like a lot of us are like, let's stop doing what we should do and do what we want to do, which is always a struggle because you literally open the app and it tells you the second that people look away from your video. I don't look at stats because I don't have a brain for that and I don't really want to know. I'm going off vibes. And basically, I'm at this point making content that I think is fun. And if a handful of people see it and they also have fun with it, that's all I care about. But I do feel like things are changing. I do feel like things are, like, in 6 months, Disney internet will look pretty different. And I think that's really exciting to see like what the next life cycle of Disney coverage will be. And I just think that's great. I just think that's great. All right, moving on. Let's get into things I've done lately that I want to chat with you about because frankly, I have so many things I want to chat with you about. Guys, I think coffee culture is officially out of control. I think we are reaching peak treat, and here is why. A few days ago, I went out for coffee with my brother. We went to a coffee shop at 3:35 in the afternoon. That's way later than anybody needs to be consuming caffeine. This coffee shop, I'm going to get very LA for a second. This coffee shop is located inside a talent agency in Los Angeles, but it's open to everyone. And so we went, and they're known for these frozen coffees, which is essentially served in a can. You know how fancy coffees sometimes are like sealed on the top and they have a little can pop top? But the problem is it's a frozen coffee, so you can't drink it out of a can because it's frozen. It's like a chunk. So then there's a big straw in it, which doesn't make any sense, but it's fine. It's totally fine because the coffee was unbelievably delicious. My brother and I both drank it and felt like loopy doopy after. I don't know why it was so strong. I don't truly know what was in it, but it was fantastic. But we looked at each other while drinking these and we went, this is just a frappuccino. Like, at what point are the fancy cream top flavor drinkies all just looping back around on themselves in our milkshakes and frappuccinos? They're all kind of the same thing. And I think we've kind of missed the plot here because coffee culture could be so much better. I am not saying that we should only be drinking cold brew and like warm lattes. That's not what I'm getting at. What I am saying is that we should make fun coffee a different kind of fun. I totally get that you want a little, like this kind of, like the pistachio syrup and a rose foam and like little flowers on top. That's great and that's awesome. But what if instead of like coffee culture going the way of just becoming dessert, what if we went the other way? What if with your coffee, it's more like bar culture? What if you get a cold brew with a splash of almond milk and on the side, you get a little snack? What if they gave you a little plate of olives or like five cheddar crackers? I want getting a coffee to not feel like I'm 8 years old at Baskin Robbins, but instead like I am on study abroad in Spain for the very first time. You know what I mean? Like, imagine if there was just a little snacky that came with your coffee. It would make me so happy. And I obviously I am biased. Obviously, I have a vendetta, but to imagine getting a little bowl of popcorn with your cold brew. Oh, and yeah, that is the ADHD talking because that is the snack of choice of people who have the proclivities that I do. But there is nothing better than a little salty snack with a popcorn. And I want it. I want that more than I want any cold foam. And you know, I'm the queen of cold foam. So for me, that is saying a lot. If we could just adopt European bar culture with our coffee instead of going towards kids' birthday party desserts, I think it would really change the world. And a lot of us would be like a lot less snacky. Because if you need a snack, you gotta go somewhere. It's gonna cost like $6. And I just want a little bite. I sometimes just want a little bite of food. Even like an apple slice I'd be happy with. Basically, just treat me like a 7-year-old who finished softball practice. That's all I need. That's all I crave. And I feel like, let me know if you agree, because I feel like it's a hot take, but it would kind of be the best. And considering the fact that at least in Los Angeles, an iced coffee is basically the same price as a cocktail elsewhere, I just think it's what it should be. I just think it's what it should be. I literally have a list of things I want to talk to you about. I'm sorry that I'm like bringing a syllabus to the hang, but there's a lot of stuff I got to get off my chest. Second of all, do you ever think about how French fries are the biggest variable on the entire menu at a restaurant? Think about it. If you order a burger, yeah, it's going to be different. Sometimes they put a fried egg on it, which I don't like. It makes it very wet. But fries, you don't know what you're going to get. Are they going to be those big puffy fries? Are they going to be freshly made? Are they going to come from the freezer? If you get sweet potato fries, are they going to be like the zigzag ones? Are the french fries going to be thin and crispy? Are they going to be kind of like fat and chunky? Are they going to be right in the middle? How hot are they going to be? Because I really want them to be piping hot in the center. What if they're shoestring? There's so many different types. And I tend to order french fries whenever they are on the menu, and it's just a little stressful. However, that same place, I'm really plugging Leora today. That's the place with the frozen coffees. I sat down, and my brother is a normal person, so he ordered a sandwich, and I am abnormal. So I said, I will have a bowl of french fries and a side of your finest tuna salad. I don't know. It's what was calling to me at the moment. And I expected a certain kind of french fry. Like, my ideal french fry is McDonald's width, but like clearly has a little skin on it, clearly was made there, and is served unbelievably hot. I don't like them to be too thin. I like them to be extremely salty. And the bowl of french fries that came out, they weren't that warm. They weren't that warm, I will say that. Not cold enough to send them back. They weren't very warm, but they were delicious. They were so crispy and they were thin and they were so good. Not shoestring, but like thin. It really, it was exceptional. And I just think that if there's fries on the menu, I know like one of those like jokes that would be on coasters in like 2022 is like, fries for the table. But honestly, if there's fries, I'm getting them for the table and I'm eating all of them. My friends will have a few. I'm eating all of them. Clearly, I need salty snacks. I am a dehydrated woman. Please just feed me salt. If you see me, just feed me salt. Next thing that I've done lately that I need to talk to you about. So I am of an age where I am now growing up. I am an older woman and I have a child, which means that my house is filled with junk I did not buy myself and is not for me. My house has been overtaken by small plastic objects that just have appeared. The amount of random soccer balls, the amount of random doll hairbrushes. My child doesn't even really play with dolls. Doll hairbrushes are everywhere. There's even one in the cup holder of my kid's car seat in my car. What is it from? How did it get there? I could not tell you. So for my birthday this year, I very explicitly told everyone I know, I said, no gifts, no gifts. And I never say no gifts. I usually love a gift, but this year I said, no gifts. I didn't want anyone to stress out, but more importantly, I don't want stuff. I don't want more stuff. I don't want more. I want to get rid of stuff. I cleaned out the house. I got rid of a lot of stuff. And unfortunately, it felt great. I thought I was a magpie. I thought I was someone who just loves objects. I'm like, ooh, I'm like an Iris Apfel type of girl. No, I am not. If I'm not wearing the jewelry every day at this point in my life, I kind of want it gone, which is not how I used to feel when I was younger. I just kind of wanted a lot of options, a lot of stuff. Now I want my stuff, period, the end. I want nothing else to look at. I don't want to say I value cleanliness because your girl is not really doing dishes. My husband does all of it. That's mostly just because I don't want to destroy my nails. However, I did get fake nails. We will get into that in a second. If I forget to loop back on it, we'll talk about it in the future because I got a lot to say about that as well. But this year for my birthday, I told all my friends no birthday gifts. Naturally, a bunch of them did not listen to me. But what I have discovered accidentally is that I said no birthday gifts. I didn't want anybody to stress out. I didn't want anyone to go out of their way. And it has worked out great because the people who defied me only did so because they had the perfect gift. And every single gift that someone gave me when I said no birthday gifts has been the perfect present I've ever gotten. Let me run this down for you. Again, told all of these people. I had my birthday party. I'm basically having two birthday quote unquote parties. The first was in Orlando. As you know, a bunch of us went to the Noah Kahan show. We were like in a nice area of the venue. I don't want to get it. And I don't, there's like no way to talk about it without being like, this is absolutely insane that this is the thing that happened. Went to the Nocon show, got to invite a bunch of friends who live in Orlando that I don't get to see a lot. It was heaven. I was so happy to spend the night with them because usually I'm in town for work or I'm with Pearl. And famously, my friend Craig and I have met up. We met up in the Porta Cochere at Disney's Riviera Resort for, I think it was 7 minutes. That is the most time that our children have spent together. And we are close friends. And the most time we spent together is our children just standing there being like, hi. And then we were like, gotta go to our breakfast reservation. That was it. So to be able to spend the entire night with my friends who I rarely get to see was so much fun. We got to see the concert, obviously amazing. We had a bunch of snackies. I did not hit the food hard enough. I was like, oh, after the show, we'll still be milling about. I'll have like a whole plate of chicken tendies then. I'll have a sandwich. I'll figure, well, not a sandwich. I was going to like eat the inside because bread in my tummy, etc. Nope. The second the show ends, the people working there just threw all of the food into a comically gigantic black trash bag. And I was like, the bottomless popcorn. return. So I didn't get to overeat to the level I had hoped to because I planned to do it after. But the food was great. Also, I don't know if you listen to the podcast or not, but if you listen, please call into the show's hotline. Someone who follows me commented that their spouse does the catering at what, the Kia Center, whatever the Orlando venue is called. And they were like, my husband does the catering. And I was like, oh my God, the catering was really good. The food was good. So if that's you, please congratulate your spouse because the food was great. Anyway, I digress. Can you tell that I'm not on my meds? I'm only on a, 5:30 p.m. coffee? Oh yeah. I'm not sleeping lately. That's another thing we'll get into in a second. But everybody that I told to not give me a birthday gift bought me the best gift. And I'm going to tell you what they did. I'm going to give you a rundown, okay? I show up to this party. I have posted on subscribers on Instagram. I've mentioned that I rarely drink these days. I'll maybe have one drink a quarter. If you heard a small scream in the background, just want you to know everything is okay. I did take a short break to go check on my child who was knocking on the door because she desperately wanted to go skiing inside our house in the middle of June and it's 72 degrees outside. I figured out that when I'm done recording, I'm going to kind of like strap towels to her shoes and then like pull her on a rope so she can kind of feel like she's skiing in our house. Creativity and motherhood. That's all you need. But I am back. I am back and skiing will be the next task on my list. Now, where was I? Okay, so I don't really drink much anymore because frankly, it makes me feel terrible and I just don't need it. But it was my birthday. And so I decided I was going to have one drink. But the thing is, at a sporting event, like a sporting venue, places where you go to see like basketball, hockey, things like that, a lot of times they don't have limes. Like they don't have fresh fruit at the bar. And I, if I'm getting, you know, like a drink with soda water, with seltzer, I want a little bit of lime in there. So there's this product called True Lime. If you haven't heard of it, I'm about to blow your mind. It's basically like dehydrated limes and citric acid. And it comes in a little packet like sugar, like a sugar packet. And you take that and I love to put it in like a plain LaCroix seltzer. You can put it in Diet Coke or in Coke Zero and it's fantastic. But I knew like this is how psycho I am. I was thinking weeks ahead being like, I know it's going to be my birthday. I know I'm going to want a lime. I know that I'm going to be mad if they ask about lime juice and they don't have any fruit, which is exactly what happened. So I took these two pouches, literally put them in the pocket of the pants I knew I was going to wear on my birthday. Like thinking that far down the line. And I mentioned this on subscribers. My friend Kelly, who is listening because she's such a good friend. Hi, Kelly. Kelly saw me post this one time and Kelly brought me a lime in a Ziploc cut up into wedges. Okay? The perfect gift. The perfect gift. Something I desperately wanted and never thought to follow through to that level. Thank you, Kelly. Perfect gift. But that's not all. Again, we were in a venue. So like bringing in a lime when you're only allowed essentially like a early 2000s Coach wristlet sized bag. You know what I'm talking about. The type that if you're my age, we took out in college. It was just a little wristlet. That's all you were able to bring. And Kelly fit that in something. I don't even know how. My friend Christine is like, so I know you said no gifts. And I was like, I said no gifts. And she's like, I know you said no gifts, but I found something that fit in my purse and it's very small and I really think you'll like it. And she proceeds to pull out a little gold box. And on the back is a little price tag that says $1 and it says Disneyland. Because when this product was sold at Disneyland many, many years ago, it cost $1 and it was completely unopened and brand new. I flip it over. I'm pretty sure the branding on it said Little Miss Disneyland, already a home run. And she's like, this could be for Pearl, but I'm pretty sure it might fit you and it could be for you. And it was a Disneyland charm bracelet, okay? Untouched, like discovered underground by archaeologists level, exciting, beautiful bracelet. There's like these little gemstones in little stars. Like, you know, like the yellow star emoji that's like the 4-point star. It's like little gemstones in there. There's a little castle. There's a little Tinkerbell. And I was like, no way this is going to fit me. No way. It's like Little Miss, who am I? Little Miss Disneyland? I'm not a child. This is not going to fit my wrists. It fits. It somehow miraculously fits. She knew it would fit. 2 out of 2 home run gifts. My friend Jacqueline. Again, I told these people no gifts. Jacqueline's like, I know you said no gifts. And I was like, I said no gifts. She's like, well, I had to get you something. I was like, you truly did not. I'm just happy to see you. She goes, I made you an ice cream. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because she owns Parlor Ice Cream, which is only available in like select places on the East Coast. And I've never been able to try it. She's like, I made you your own ice cream flavor. And I'm like, girl, get out. And she said it's caramel popcorn flavored. This girly delivered caramel popcorn flavored ice cream, one of one, for me to my hotel in Disney World. Okay? Are you joking? Like, the level of gifts that I have gotten is absolutely shocking. And then today, back in LA, I went out to lunch with my college roommates. And one of them is like, oh, I got you guys, guys birthday gifts. I don't know why I couldn't get this sentence out. Two of us are born 2 days apart. She's like, I got you guys birthday gifts. And I pull it open. And it is a handmade ceramic mug with Shrek on it. And it's beautiful. And it's like Shrek, but it looks so cool because it's handmade and hand-painted and artsy. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I told nobody to get me gifts. And now I'm obsessed with the gifts they got me. But I'm also like, no gifts. But I'm so good. Okay, like, there's one more. My friend Stephanie got me this puppet, this hand puppet that's actually like a gigantic sandwich with floppy pieces of like bologna and cheese and lettuce hanging out. And he has googly eyes and you put your hand in it and you go like, I'm a sandwich. And she's like, you should just put this in your pantry with no explanation or in your fridge and just leave it there and have it be like a character in your house. And I was like, bingo, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. And then I was in the pantry with Pearl and we opened it. And she's like, who's that? Magical moment. Just again, I didn't tell people no gifts because I backhandedly wanted them to give me gifts. I didn't want anything. But I'm just very grateful that people gave me so much stuff. They gave me so much. I mean, not stuff. I was looking at something else in my notes and it's something I don't want to talk about. So I got distracted. I apologize. I'm going to leave this in because I'm honest and real. But I can't believe that they nailed it. But also no gifts. No gifts ever again. I don't need anything. I don't need anything. Now that I have these, I'm good. That's it. Now, a couple things I want to touch on that I mentioned a few minutes ago and I don't want to forget about. Also, I am recording a little video of this. I don't know if I'm ever going to post it, but now everyone's going to know that I am kind of like Captain Morgan Man. I stand with one foot on my desk and one foot standing, which is not like a normal way to stand, but I can't help myself. To loop back, one, I got fake nails. They look like the toothbrush that I use to brush my mouth guard. Not a joke, not a bit. I was inspired. I don't like wearing my mouth guard. Frankly, I think it stinks. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling. It's very tight. It is uncomfortable. And I had braces for all of high school. So I feel like I don't deserve this. But I got so anxious during COVID that I grinded my teeth so much that I broke a tooth. She brushes a fake tooth. She's got a fake tooth like a pirate. And I'm staying like Captain Morgan. I'm doing it all. I have a fake tooth like a pirate because it was very expensive to replace with a ceramic one because I grinded my teeth so much I shattered a tooth. So I'm trying. The dentist was like, wear your night guard. What are you doing? So I'm trying to be more responsible as I'm getting older. And so I bought a night guard. I was like, I have to make this fun. So I got these fun marble, like truly like a third grader with a retainer level cases that are like marble orange and marble yellow and green. And then I was looking for a fun toothbrush and I found it. If anybody played this random video game that my brother and I were obsessed with called Day of the Tentacle, again, nobody's going to know what that is. Day of the Tentacle was our childhood. We were obsessed with it. These toothbrushes reminded me of the tentacles in it. And I took a photo of it and showed a random nail person I've never seen before and was like, hi, this is my toothbrush and I'd like my nails to look like that. And she was like, okay. And at the end, I mean, I got a compliment from the person working at the desk in a nail salon. And I feel like if you get a compliment from the person at the desk in a nail salon who sees everybody's nails when they're paying on the way out, if you get a compliment from them, you know you did something good. And I did. And I'm so happy with them. I'm really happy with them. The design is beautiful. However, I didn't know how big the learning curve would be. I haven't gotten fake nails since my wedding and honeymoon, which was 11 years ago. And these aren't, I did acrylic for that. I didn't know that getting, nobody talks about this. I didn't know that getting fake nails was extremely painful. It's very painful. I remember getting acrylics and like, I had like a headache for 2 days. And like, it was so, like my nail, each of my fingers was sore. This time I did, we won't get too into the weeds on this. I just want to talk about it. This time we did Gel X, which basically means there's like a nail that they bond with heat to your nail. Ouchie! Yeah, it did not feel good. And you can choose small, medium, or large. I put on the small and was like, those aren't long enough. Let's go crazy. Because I knew I'd be like, not at home for a week, not doing work for a week because we were on vacation. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be typing. It's going to be fine. Friends, it was not fine. After that, I went and packed for 2 days because I am absolutely insane when it comes to packing. And my hands were killing me. My fingers were so sore. I got to the point where I was like at the airport with Ben and Pearl and I was trying to zip my backpack and I was like, I need you to zip this. And he's like, what is happening? why are you yelling? And it's like, my fingers were so sore. The idea of zipping a backpack was so painful. I could not do it. And so I kept these on. I couldn't type. I'm sending voice texts. I have, my phone is out of reach at the moment. I have, I think, 110 texts I haven't responded to because I physically can't. And so I was at my birthday party. I was talking to my friend Ariana being like, what do I do about this? And she's like, you're actually going to get used to it to the point that when you take them off, you're going to have to relearn how to type and do everything without them. And I looked at her being like, you're a maniac. That's not true. And I will tell you, now that I'm home, I'm almost there. Like typing, I'm almost there. Typing on my laptop, I'm almost there. Trying to like, but also I wrote two stories this week and trying to like copy paste links to go in a Google Doc was a nightmare, was an absolute nightmare with these nails. But like, I'm getting there. Like I'm kind of getting, like the nails are like kind of working. And the other thing I wanted to loop back on, not sleeping lately. I keep 3 days in a row, I've had coffee in the afternoon and I've stayed up until 1:30, maybe 2 a.m. And usually that would be like, oh, a cry for help. But I gotta tell you, it's the opposite. Because at this point, I will do anything to have my house to myself. I work from home. I have a dog who literally, while recording this, knocked on the door and left a tennis ball outside to be like, ma'am, stop what you're doing and take care of me. This, like, everybody is constantly knocking on my door and coming in. And so every 2 weeks-ish, I try to have a day where I'm completely alone in the house, which used to be my default every day. I can't believe now I have to like beg, borrow, and steal to get it. So like, it's just everybody is everywhere all the time. But at nighttime, from like 11 to 1, nobody's bothering me. Ben goes to sleep because he's like, I can't do this. Pearl's asleep, obviously. And then Morty's tuckered out by then. He's already had his 2 hours of desperate play and treats and us entertaining him. Like he's ready for bed. So from 11 to 1, I have uninterrupted personal time. And it has been awesome. I've gotten so much done. Whenever I have those late night stretches, because that's how my ADHD brain works, I get so much done. And I know you can only burn the midnight oil so much before you kind of collapse, and I shouldn't be drinking this coffee because I've done this 3 days in a row, and like doing it a fourth day is really a bad idea. I don't know. I'm gonna drink it anyway because it's from Priscilla's and it's delicious. But like, I might do this every other week. I might like intentionally do this and just kind of mess up my body's clock, because even though I went to bed at 1:30 and then woke up at 5:30 from Pearl one day, I was fine. And dare I say, I've like felt better this week than I have in weeks where I sleep longer. I don't know what's going on. It's working for me. Some other things I want to talk to you about. Okay. Sound off on the Churros hotline. I don't know. Just let me know what you think, because summer is upon us. This is the first time I've ever had a child in school. I am new at this. Okay. I am new at this. This is new to me. I've never had a child in school before. School ends. Did you know that when school ends, they just let these creatures loose for the summer? They're just like, bye-bye. You figure it out now. What? And in LA, this wackadoo thing happens where I grew up in Chicago, you know, you get out of school and then you'd go to camp. And camp was 8 or 9 weeks long. Camp was summer. You sign up for camp, they go to camp, the end. Camp ends, you have a week or two and then school. Here in LA, do you know the way that they run it is that every camp lasts for 1 week? Every camp lasts for 1 week. Just 1 week. And they're all different. And so when Pearl's older, I'm gonna have to be going to like soccer camp on June 22nd, and then July 1st, I'm gonna have to go to baseball camp. It just never ends. It's just week after week after week after week, all different. Thankfully, we are not there yet, but I did not know about this. Also, the kids just don't have school, so then you just can't work? What? And this is what everyone's been dealing with all the time? I did not realize. I was closer to kid than I was to being an adult. When I was a kid, it was like, yeah, I can run around and play. I didn't realize what the adults were going through. I had no idea. Honestly, if this episode feels like the energy is a little off, it's because the school year ended. We are just cobbling together watching our small child during our work days, and I can't believe that this is the norm. This is the norm? I was emailing with someone. I was going to guest on this really big podcast, and honestly, like, I was like, I can't do this right now. I was like, I can't prep for this business podcast. I just can't do it. And so I was like, you know what? My friend is going to be a better fit for this than I am, which is something I actually do all the time now. I get reached out to a lot for stuff because people see me like talking about Disney stuff on the internet. And I'm like, actually, a lot of my colleagues are a way better fit for this. So another friend is doing it because I'm like, you guys are going to have a better time. And they know this. They know the business end of the company more than I do. But I was like emailing with the dude who was booking it. And he mentioned something about summer. And I was like, Can you explain to me that this is just life? Everyone's just trying to work when like the kids just aren't in school for a week. And they were like, it's bananas. And I never really heard adults commiserate about this before because I was just a kid like running around with sparklers in the street. I mean, my mom obviously didn't give us sparklers, but that's how I managed in childhood. I just remember it being like, the sun would set and there was always ice cream, which is not what it was. And it was like always July 4th, even though that's obviously not what it was. I just have a very like rosy view of suburban childhood. That's just how I am. Anyway, like, it's a lot. I don't even want to tell you this, and I didn't want to tell you this in the middle of the episode, but when I built out the podcast schedule for 2026, I did schedule taking 3 weeks off next month. And I know that is way too much. Now I'm looking at it being like, I can't take 3 weeks. I can't take 3 weeks off. But we are going out of town for 2 weeks. We're going to Chicago for a week, and then we're going to New York for a week. And I may have to, I think I'm going to do mini episodes, like just kind of like this, like little check-ins while I'm away. I don't think we're going to do full episodes because I'm going to be for the majority of the time without proper childcare and like traveling with a child and trying to like go to every children's museum in the tri-state area. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to do our best. We're going to do our best. I will let you know. But I did not know until now. Stop looking at me. Stop it. My husband is standing in the front yard staring at me. Like, do you know how uncomfortable that is when you're recording a podcast? Now he picked up Pearl. Now everybody is staring at me. Hi. Oh, she's waving. She's so cute. She can stare at me. I don't want you to stare at me. Oh my God. This is what I'm talking about. How does anybody get anything done during summer? Hold on. I'm going to close the drapes. Like, I'm not even kidding. I did not know this was parenting. This is what parenting was. Nobody warned me. And so I am doing a service to anybody who truly did not know that summertime means like nobody is getting work done. And it's just how it is. I thought nobody getting work done in summer was like because summer Fridays they were taking the jitney to the Hamptons. No, baby. It's just because there's children everywhere and there's nobody to watch them and something's got to give. Now, there are a few other things I want to talk to you about. This ended up being the whole podcast. I just have a lot of stuff I got to get on my chest. Okay. First of all, I think I'm going to hire a dog psychic. I know. Does she live in Los Angeles? She sure does. But I just feel like Morty's a little sad and I can't get to the bottom of it. Like, Ben will walk him. I will walk him for miles. Ben will play with him. And there just seems like there's no, I think it's like first child syndrome. Like, I think he's a little like, I used to be the star. Now there's multiple children. Pearl and him. And I just feel like I need to talk to a psychic. Like, I need to talk to a dog psychic. I've never gone to anyone like that before, but I just feel like it will really help because he seems sad and I want to know how to help him. And a friend went to one and they said really like wild and specific stuff. And so I'm pretty curious. I think I'm going to do it. I think I've said this before online. I'm done going out at night. I said this to the universe about 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. And I'm not going to McDonald's at night because I'm not going out. I have been cooking all my own meals. Have you ever heard of Super Cubes? I mean, this should be in the section where I tell you about stuff I'm obsessed with. But Super Cubes, they're these silicone, but like metal framed freezer bricks. And you basically can just pour a bunch of junk in all of them. So if I have leftovers, I fill these little bricks. And now I have all my food on demand whenever I want it. And it's basically like the Disney vault, but in my freezer and for lean protein. And I can just pop these bricks out and I have a meal. I had one because they're coming like half cup, one cup, two cup. And the one cup one has four slots in it. And so right now I have a shrimp curry, which I just ate. And then I have one that's, I think it's cooked summer squash. Then one of the bricks is ground turkey. And then the other one is meatballs. And it's like, oh, I need dinner. Bing, bang, boom, done. It's kind of revolutionary because I would freeze stuff in bags and it's like the whole thing has to deflate. No, you just, you push the silicone out and it comes out clean and easy. Obsessed with them. Has really changed my life. And because I am done going out at night, it's just like, oh, we make dinner. I cook. I do chores. I get my life set up and then I'm done. The amount of chaos in my life has drastically plummeted since I stopped going out. I'll try to see friends during the day and then like that's a crunch on work and it's hard to do. And like, yeah, that is work for yourself privilege. But if I go out at night, it's for like a going away dinner. It's for a birthday dinner. Like I'm for the most part, I will go out to dinner with my friend Jeffrey, but I will not really go out to dinner anymore. And it's been great. And like, that's time that I didn't realize having the ability at nighttime to be able to like, lay out the stuff you need for the next day. Like this morning I went to a Pilates class, which I don't know if I'm going to talk about. We may talk about it in a second. I went to a Pilates class and it was like, I was going to be out all day and I knew I had to set up like, okay, I need like my water bottle. I need to like bring breakfast and I needed to like, oh, I'm going to a coffee shop and I'm now drinking lactose-free milk. We're like dipping into all the sections of the podcast in this one. It's like, I need lactose-free milk. And so I got to like make my little milk concoction and then I got to put that in the fridge. And then I have to like set up post-its to be like, don't forget to go to the dry cleaners. I did all this stuff at night and it made my day so much easier. And I didn't realize like the ripple effect of kind of containing my evenings and how that had affected my days. I'm really amazed by it. I'm honestly blown away by it. It's been huge for me. It's been huge. Last thing. I am so close to befriending my GI doctor. And this is going to dovetail right into Tireless Pursuit of Feeling Good All the Time. I am so close. I really feel like it can happen. And I mentioned this on subscribers a bit, but like we're talking about it on Maine. I really think it can happen. And I don't know what like HIPAA policies are for befriending a medical professional who is also in charge of your care. It feels a little like teacher dating student, even though all I want to do is like go get macho with this very cool woman. But I feel like once my tummy gets fixed, like, I feel like we're going to hang out. Like, I'm pretty sure we're going to hang out. But it's like, I think like as the patient, I'd be the one who'd have to be able to put it out there. I don't know. But I also don't want her to think like I want to hang out with her just to talk about my tummy. But I think it's going to happen. She's just like cool and smart and I want to be her friend. And I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. Speaking of tummy stuff, I went on a medicine. We'll see if it works. I went on one a few weeks ago. Basically, there's like a bunch of tummy medicines I can try and we're just going to go through them all and see how I feel. The first one, the side effects were not body related, but mental. They were mental side effects and I got all of them. I was mean that week. I was unhappy from the meds. And so within a few days, I knew it was like not going to happen. Oh my Lord. Okay, I will be right back. We're going to take a quick break, all of us, me, you, and then I will be back with more, you know, more discussion about the tireless pursuit of feeling good all the time because we got a lot to talk about. I'll be right back. Just give me one sec. Y'all know one of my favorite parts of finally going to Dollywood was stepping foot aboard Dolly Parton's tour bus because my girl gets it. How fun is it to see the world as part of your trip? Which is why I'm so excited to be partnering with Outdoorsy, the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the United States. They make it easy for anyone to rent an RV or camper without owning one. And they have thousands nationwide available right in your neighborhood. Like the best part of a breakfast buffet, the omelet bar, obviously. It's also fully customizable to how you want to travel. You can drive it yourself, you can tow it, or honestly, this sounds so ideal. You can have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. It all comes with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, roadside assistance, and basically peace of mind built in. And renting an RV can often be more affordable than hotels, especially for families or groups, or like, what a good bachelor or bachelorette party, right? And also, I'm just gonna say, it has more spirit and panache than a sad Airbnb. I will not stay in a sad Airbnb, but I will stay in a sick, cool RV with Outdoorsy. Ooh, I love Outdoorsy. Outdoorsy is available to renters 21 years and older, and how it works is essentially three simple steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and your group size. You book with confidence, may I add, because they've got insurance and support and protection and all that stuff included. And then you hit the road or just arrive and chill. Whether you're driving or towing or getting it delivered sounds so cool. Sounds so white glove and fancy. You gotta get it delivered. I once stayed in a camper van. I talk about it all the time. It was a really life-changing moment for me because I'm from the Midwest. I honestly did not know what our country had to offer. I felt the same way getting off soaring across America. You know what I'm talking about. And having something like this, an RV that you can sleep in and wake up and be in nature when you are there without having to camp and feel like you're sleeping inside a poncho is, dare I say it, the best of both worlds. And I really don't think we're thinking about RVs enough because think about it, like a family or group trip where you can just like barbecue and like stay in the same place. Also, an RV for a sporting event or a concert to make a weekend out of it. Think outside of the box hotel, people. RVs are so great. And summer 2026 is your best time to rent one. I mean, if you really want to be tailgating and feeling like you're in that episode of Gilmore Girls where they're tailgating, get an RV with Outdoorsy. You can do it and they'll set it up for you. It I can't even think of a single reason not to do it. Especially because right now my listeners can have all service fees removed from their booking in 2026. That is wild. With code AMUSING at Outdoorsy.com. That's OUTDOORSY.com, Outdoorsy.com. And use code AMUSING at checkout to remove service fees. That's incredible. We love Outdoorsy. Oh my gosh. I did not realize RV rentals were this easy, and I am going to do it with Outdoorsy, and I recommend you do it too. Have a great summer. It's summer, which means I'm going to be sweating, and I just want to look good while I am. You know, the best summer pieces to me are the ones that you want to wear every day. They're comfortable, they're versatile, and they're somehow right for every occasion, which is why I love Quince. You know I love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen and organic cotton, which is so important these days. Breathability is key, and they do it all without the traditional retail markup. Quince's 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops are lightweight, effortless to style, and start at just $32. But that's not all. They've got everything you need for the perfect summer outfit, head to toe. Pop on an organic cotton cardigan in the evenings, grab some little 14-karat gold hoops or like cutie little chains, and make the most effortless outfit feel intentional. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than other brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for exceptional quality, not brand markup. And it's not just clothes. Quince also offers elevated essentials for your home, from bedding and bath to kitchen essentials and so much more. Y'all know I live in my Quince. Every day I am in my Quince bike shorts because, like I said, the best summer pieces are the ones you want to wear daily. I wore mine to Florida. I wear mine here. I wear them in the morning. I wear them at night. Like, my time for their cutie linen scents and organic cotton dresses will come. One day I will travel internationally again when I have not been demolished by having a toddler. But right now, I am in my sneakers and bike shorts every day, and I am gleeful every morning when I pop those bad boys on. No joke, I have 6 pairs. It is basically my uniform because Quince is that good. I wear these daily and they never wear out. Make your summer wardrobe feel easier because I have, and it kind of rocks. Go to quince.com/amusing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/amusing for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/amusing. Welcome back to the most chaotic episode of all time. But I'm learning that that's what life is like. And if you raised a child during COVID pandemic era, I just got to tell you, you deserve the pots and pans as well, because I'm applauding you. I don't know how anyone did it. Now, things are normal now. We're good. We should be good for the rest of the episode. But yes, I'm obsessed with my doctor. She's so cool. I'm on tummy medicine. The side effects are seemingly better than me being just mean for no reason. Still working it out. Still seeing if it's going to work for me or not. But I guess it's nice. Like, I don't like being on medicine. That's the problem. I just like to be baseline. I don't like to be taking pills. I don't like to have things to remember. I got to take this on an empty stomach, which, like, if I don't have it literally touching my toothbrush, I'm never going to remember. But I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best. I guess things are technically improving. They're not as bad as they used to be. But that's also because I am literally in charge of the majority of the food I eat. So we'll see how it goes. But it seems like it better. In every other aspect of my life, I'm being so lazy. I'm kind of in a lazy mode. I'm maybe more of like a hermit mode. But basically, just this pattern of having gone to Disney World twice in a month, I always talk about going to Disney World or going to a media event as being like, all myself and all my colleagues are remote learning students. And then we have to go in every once in a while to like actually be at school. That is kind of what the job feels like. So when I'm, you know, in public, even though I'm in public all the time at home, it still counts as public. Like when I'm out, like when I'm doing work, when I'm making videos, to me, that's like, oh, I am present in society. And when I am home, it's kind of like, I'm a hermit and I'm not putting on real clothes for anything. I'm wearing socks with Birkenstocks all throughout Los Angeles, a city that isn't really fancy, but still is fancy in name. And yet I'm just, I used to be like, I would never wear leggings in public. I would never wear leggings in public. Now I'm not wearing leggings in public. I'm wearing bike shorts every day, which you already knew I did. But I used to like change into pants when I go out in public. Mm-mm, dude, those bike shorts, those Quince bike shorts, I'm not kidding. I wear them all the time. They are glued to my body. And I guess I should try a little more to get fully dressed. But dude, if I don't like, if you have a job, like you kind of, you got to like get up and do the hair to the makeup, like get to work. I'm not seeing anyone. I mean, I guess I'm seeing everyone on the internet, but that's never actually clicked in my brain. But I don't, that's time I don't have. That's time I could be spending doing fun things. And I just, maybe I need to try harder. Maybe I just need to lean into being hermit mode all of the time. Other things I don't know why I'm like, here's a list of things I'm bad at, but I'm curious if you guys feel the same. I'm putting way too much sugar in my coffee. Do you also feel like, I know we already touched on this, but like the endless options of foam and flavors and banana bread lattes and like all these things that are available have made me be like, yeah, I do need sugar in my coffee. Everyone else is drinking sugar. We're all having sugary things in our coffee. I want in. I used to be an iced non-fat latte, period, the end of story coffee drinker. Now I'm out here being like, toss in a little lavender. Vanilla, default. I've been drinking a lot of Priscilla's coffee lately. If you've heard me talk about LA ever, you know that's my favorite coffee shop. It's in Toluca Lake. It's very close to the Warner Brothers studio, which is my North Star of Los Angeles. It's very close to Universal Studios. If you're ever like Ubering around, highly recommend. Feels like you are in a set of a sitcom. They're open late. They are very neighborhood run. They are cool. I keep getting, for my birthday, I don't think I mentioned this in the birthday portion, but my friend Brandon got me the blueberry coffee that they're known for. So now I can have it at home. And ooh, some of that with some vanilla. Delish. I'm kind of like, if my vice is a little sugar in a coffee, granted, like I'm not being fearful of sugar, but sugar makes me tired and I love to be awake. So it's kind of like keeping myself from my full potential by having something that makes me sleepy. But if you pair it with enough coffee, anything is possible. I just am really loving sugar right now and I'm not ready to give it up. Now, another thing we have to talk about is all of you listening to this who run. Hi, my runners. I know some of you are listening to this while you're running, so this must be a very meta moment. I'm thinking about you. You're still running since I started running. I'd be like, I gotta take a break. You're still running, and I am so impressed by you because are you joking with your running? Like, everyone is out here acting like this is an easy thing to do. There are multiple races every year at Disney World where people run more than a mile. I posted about this, but I ran less than 5 minutes and I could not breathe. And it's not like, you know, there's the whole like couch to 5K thing. It's not like it was my first day. I'm doing workout classes all the time. I could not run around the block more than 1.5 times, which I gotta tell you, if you're in a horror movie, you gotta be running more than that. If you're in Widow's Bay, which we'll discuss momentarily, and you're just running, I was watching the whole thing being like, how did this actress run this much? I would have had to undergone like months of Marvel level actor conditioning to be able to do that. I don't know how y'all run. And you act like it's a normal thing where you're like, yeah, I'm just going to go on vacation to wake up in the middle of the night and run. Oh, I have a newly renewed appreciation for you and all of what you do because it is not easy. It is not easy. It is not easy to run. And I also think we need to be praising ourselves more for the exercise and the movement that we do. Because I went to a Matt Pilates class, came back up. I went with a friend and my friend is more fit in that way than I am. I can jump up and down a lot. I can't run, but I can jump up and down. They are more Pilates based. And so we did this Matt Pilates class, which is not for the faint of heart. It's basically just like holding positions. I guess there's abs like at the bottom of your ribs. I have not used those in half a decade. And so 3 minutes into class, I was dying. I was checking my watch to be like, how much longer do I have to go? I can't do this. And we leave class and she's like, it wasn't that hard. And I'm like, what? It wasn't that hard? And I think that nobody is ever really like, wow, I'm slaying. I'm doing a great job. Everyone, like when you work out, it always gets a little harder. You're always striving for more. So I want all of us to take a moment and appreciate that it's hard to stand up a lot during the day. It's hard to get a lot of steps in. It's hard to run. I literally can't do it. It's hard to do a little exercise. And like, I don't know, the echo chamber of the internet makes me feel like you're supposed to be lifting weights 6 days a week and then walking 5 miles on your day off. And it's like, that's not realistic. And we all have lives. And I just think we need to praise ourselves a little more for all the things that we are capable of and doing. And whatever that means, whatever modifications that means for you, I just think that we deserve to praise ourselves for the effort that we do put out, because it takes a lot to live in this this like a hyper-paced society. And I just think we're all doing really well. The Feeling Good All the Time segment is basically me being like, too much sugar, too much caffeine, tummy medicine. But that's where I am. And we're going to see how it goes. I also, for people who are like on a FODMAP journey, I have reintroduced new food. It didn't go well. So we're going to just pull it back. Definitely can't be having alcohol. That is not working for me. I had I was at home and I was like, let me try this fancy, like we had these fancy cans of like yuzu juice and a little wine. And I was like, maybe it's like juice. It's fine. I had a third of a can and I was ill. So we're learning. It's really wild what happens to your body after you turn 30. I was going to SoulCycle every day because, I mean, it was expensive, but I think it was when the SoulCycle boom happened in New York City. So they were always constantly training instructors, and like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they would have these classes where I think it was either free or like $5, and they were training teachers. So you could just be in the class. And I went all the time because I was freelance before a lot of people were. And I would just go to SoulCycle. I don't even think I could ride a bike right now. Just wow. Anyway, let's get to more fun stuff. The stuff I'm currently obsessed with. And hello, last month I told you about Widow's Bay. I told you, you gotta be watching Widow's Bay. And now we're all talking about Widow's Bay. And isn't that wonderful that we're all talking about like a horror show that's not too scary for people who are scared of stuff? We're talking about a comedy that's not just like ba-dum-ching, straightforward comedy. We're talking about this like artistic, wild, interesting, captivating television show with the best casting I think I've ever seen in many years. The cast is incredible. It is just so good. And now it's like the talk of the town is an actual good show that like, not saying that other talks of the town, I'm like, I'm not coming for you heated rivalry fans, not at all. I haven't seen it, but I trust you that it's great. Like, it's just so nice that like, oh, everyone is obsessed with this quirky show and it has made its way to the top. It is thrilling. Its creator, Katie Dippold, I think is one of the most talented people in the entire world. I have a parasocial relationship with her. I do not know her, but I be standing her for the rest of time. I just think she is incredible. And anybody who dresses as the Babadook for a holiday party or for a Halloween party with her friends, the iconic tweet, look it up. And then you'll be like, oh my God, that's the person who created Widow's Bay. Fantastic show. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. But I have broken out. Oh, I've broken out of Lucifer jail. I've broken out of the Bones Kingdom, and I've been watching some other stuff. I'm watching Mindy Kaling's new show, Not Suitable for Work. It's fine. It's pretty good. I'm not really like drawn to any of the characters. They're all giving really good performances, but I'm not like emotionally as invested as I would want to be 8 episodes in. That said, like the writing is good. I love in a TV show when there's like a topical joke. Like they reference like Blue Mercury, and it's like, oh, the mind of Mindy Kaling is so bright and brilliant. So I kind of love to support anything that she does. What else am I watching? I just watched Office Romance, the J-Lo Brett Goldstein movie. Goldstein? Yeah, that's his name. Yeah. The promo tour for that, if you have not dipped into some of those stories, some of those videos, incredible, incredible. It's just like watching this successful man bow to J-Lo and just be like, I think you're the most incredible woman in the entire world. I'm obsessed with you. And like knowing that because he co-wrote the movie, like knowing that he came from that perspective to make this film made me love it. There are some parts that are a little like, really? We made that choice. I don't love the movie. I'm very glad I watched it. The end, I thought the end was like emotional. It was just like, it's really nice. Honestly, it's just really nice to see a man take care of J-Lo and to be like, she is a goddess, which she is, and to herald her and to do that to the public and through the lens of a character in this film. I loved it. This is a pro J-Lo account. We love J-Lo. I think she's fantastic. I think she works really hard. And I think she literally defies time. And for that, we simply must stand. It is just wild, though. Like, these movies come out and boop, they're gone. Things come out and it's like all people talk about for 2 seconds and boop, they're gone. And it's just things move so fast. Things move so fast. And I think that's part of the reason why nobody is talking about one of my favorite shows in the moment, which is The Four Seasons. It's season 2 of this show. I didn't even know season 2 was coming out because literally nobody was talking about it. And I don't open Netflix on my own. Like if I open Netflix, it's not my default app. I'm going to Hulu, baby. If I open Netflix, it's because I'm looking for one specific thing and pressing one specific button. Like last night I was like, I'm watching Office Romance. So I'm not browsing Netflix like a lot of people are. They're just, some people are Hulu people, some people are Netflix people. I guess some people are Paramount Plus people, but those are probably parents who are forced to watch Paw Patrol, which is the worst television show ever made. I am currently living in Paw Patrol zone and I do not like it. What does Ryder do? Is that the boy, the human boy? What does he do? All he does is like be on an iPad and be like, boop, boop, go save the day, guys. Like, what does he do? Granted, I have a limited purview because I haven't seen it all. And like, I haven't seen any episodes in like the main tower. They're just off doing like side quests. I don't know, dude. I hate that slop so much. And it is just permeating my household. But I digress, because the Four Seasons, why aren't we talking about this? If you haven't watched this show, it's on Netflix. There was one season, I want to say last year, and they turned it out pretty quick. Season 2 came out. It's just great. Tina Fey, it's her project. And she talked about it on, it must have been Amy Poehler's podcast. And she basically, I'm going to amend the language here for anybody listening in the car. But basically, she has a no meanies policy. And knowing that going into the show, it's like, oh, she cast people who are definitely good to each other behind the scenes. And I think it really comes through. Like knowing that all of these people work together seamlessly, I think makes this show feel real. I am so invested in these characters like they're real people, even though it's obviously Will Forte. Like I'm not watching a random man who's married to the random woman Tina Fey is playing. And it just feels so grounded and so real. I love it. Also, we got to be talking about Colman Domingo. There's nothing that man can't do. There's nothing that man can't do. And I am not exposed to a lot of his work because I don't watch a lot of movies. I know that he's had some incredible starring turns. I know he was, everyone says, brilliant in Sing Sing. I think he's been in some other huge movies lately, but I don't really watch a lot of movies. So I don't really get to see a lot of Colman Domingo. But you know what? He's in this and he's fantastic. Also, clothes have never looked better on a person. I'm out here taking style notes being like, I want to wear a hat too. I'm inspired. And he was also on Amy Poehler's podcast, while all roads really lead back. It's like the hub at Magic Kingdom. All roads lead back to Amy Poehler's podcast, which not to advertise something else to listen to, but when you're done with this, you should go there. He basically, in his episode of Good Hang, he said that he basically like created his own confidence. And I am so intrigued by that, because it's not that a lot of times when you hear people like, you know, when they ascend into celebrity status, when they like really level up in that professional manner, they kind of become like a public version of themselves and a private version of themselves. But he really seems kind of true to himself. He just figured out how to like really stand in his own being, to like really be like, I am here and this is me. And I'm so impressed by that, because I would love to stop slouching. I would love to stop just being like, me, 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 like moving through the world being like, excuse me, may I please have a napkin? Like, I would love to just be like, I'm here, I'm present, and I'm always the same version of myself. Because lately, I feel like I'm showing up with a different version of myself to the party every ding dong day. I never know what version I'm going to get. If I go to lunch with a quasi friend, somewhat stranger, sometimes you get chatty journalist me. Sometimes you get, I don't remember how to have a conversation with a human me. And I think that might be kind of the overload of all of us having too much to do and trying to like think about a bunch of things and getting a lot done. But do you guys also feel like that? Because I always feel like I don't know what version of me is coming down the pike and I don't know what we're going to get. And he feels like he is always Colman. And that is something I am so, so impressed by. And another thing, I just want to advocate that wherever you live, whatever your situation is, it is always a good idea to go out and explore something new in your city. I live in Los Angeles. You guys all know this. I never go to the beach. I've become the type of person who never goes to the beach. And I know it and I giggle about it. And I was talking to my brother about this, being like, because he lives here too. We're both transplants here. And I was like, we don't do enough LA stuff. Like, we gotta be out there really doing the LA stuff, because it's never, you always have to be proactive to try something new. It's not just gonna come your way. You really gotta plan it and go for it. And there's so much LA stuff that I don't do. And then this weekend, I did a bunch of LA stuff, and it really reaffirmed to me how important it is to try something new in your neighborhood. And no matter where you live, there's always going to be a new restaurant, a new local business. There's always going to be something that is not part of your routine to seek out. And I just want to remind you that it is always worth it. I have been trying to get into the Doheny Mansion for about a year now. They are, basically, it's this very old historic mansion. Oh my God, I left my loud bracelet on for this. I'm so sorry if you've been hearing this the whole time. It's this very historic mansion that is near downtown LA. It's part of a college campus. So you can't access it on your own, really. They have tours once a month for like a third of the year. It's very restrictive. It's hard to get in there. I finally booked a tour and then D23 announced an event there. So like, oops on me. But essentially, Doheny Mansion, I think it's about 120 years old. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's one, it's known for being the set of The Princess Diaries, but also Logan's house in Gilmore Girls. And I posted a little video about this. And granted, we were there for 2 hours learning about the history of this house when I was really just like, I'm in Logan's house. But it's so fascinating. And it's the type of thing where like, I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I saw this part of LA I didn't know about. There's this little, basically, just like a little annexed space in the middle of LA that I've never driven past, never noticed, never seen, next to an unbelievably beautiful church, which I didn't have time to go in and look at, but they showed us photos from the interior on the tour because the Doheny's basically supported this church and paid for it. Unbelievably beautiful. The type of thing that you would plan an Italian vacation around. And here, stunning, just in my own city, there's so many things that I have just slept on. And so I went to this and was like, wow, what a brilliant day. And then that night, I went to Hollywood Bowl. My friend Jeffrey invited me. And we went to basically see, it was like the kickoff opening night of the bowl. And if you are a subscriber on Instagram, you know what also happened at the bowl. Have not gotten an email back yet, but I still have faith. Anyway, we are at the bowl. And so it ends up, so when you were, okay, so Hollywood Bowl, huge venue. A lot of it is like bleacher seating, but then a lot of it is box seating. And what that means is that you're in like the tiniest little square and you have four or six chairs, but for this we'll talk about four, and you basically have four chairs and it's two and then two behind them and you'll watch the show. But before the show, they have little tables they set up and you flip your chairs and it's really tight, but it works. It's like just enough room for everyone. And you're in your little box and you have your little table and you have your little meal and it's very sweet and cute and very special in LA. If you are ever like in LA and have the opportunity to do this, there's nothing else like it in the world. I highly recommend. It is so special and so fun and really like one of those signals that it's the start of summer for those of us in California. So we are sitting and again, you are like tight. Like you are like, it is like tight and you were like next to people. It ends up, I'm facing Jeffrey. It ends up the box next to us. The person sitting next to Jeffrey is also named Jeffrey. He's this lovely 80 something year old man. We got to talking. He was so sweet. And he told me at one point that because we were talking about like, how great is this to be at the bowl? Like, wow. We were talking about like how historic stuff in LA usually goes by the wayside. And this is one of the few things that is still preserved. And coming off a day of like going to the Doheny Mansion, I was like, yeah, like we got to see historic stuff before it just goes away. And this man told me, he's like, oh, I know all the ins and outs of LA. And he told me that I think it's maybe on Tuesdays, but for the example, let's just say Tuesday. He said that you can come to the Hollywood Bowl, park for free, walk in for free, sit here, and you can listen to the orchestra practice in one of the famed music venues of the entire world and just sit there and enjoy. And it's absolutely free. And I was shocked because I thought I know all, I thought I knew that kind of stuff. I thought I knew, I've gone there when it's been like, you know, there's no show and you're just open to the public and you walk around, and you walk in the stairs and there's a coffee shop. I've done that. And yet I did not know this. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, there really is a treasure trove of stuff. The further you look, special stuff that's there that you may have never known. And this older dude fully educated me. I'm telling you, I have only got incredible tips for men over 80. I was at the farmer's market, another lovely historical thing at the Grove. It's basically like a little market. A lot of you have probably been if you visited the Grove while in LA. It's like a little market with little stalls, with little restaurants, etc. It's a little more mainstream than when it was like truly small businesses. But I, before I had Pearl, I would like go there a lot and hang out and have a donut just because I had a lot more free time. And I ended up talking to this man and he was like, don't get donuts here. They reuse the oil. You got to go to this place. And I was like, oh, and I've never gotten donuts there again because I was like, this donut isn't that great. He's right. I'm telling you, a man over 80 has really good tips, really good local business tips. And it just made me appreciate just, you know, if I'm like, for a lot of us, like we're paying a lot of money to live in some of these cities. And I, for one, am not utilizing what this city has to offer. I'm just kind of like inside doing things. And so it really was a wonderful, helpful reminder to get out and to do more. And so that is the little nugget of info that I'm passing along to you this month. Now, this was a chaotic episode, a really chaotic episode for which I apologize. I will make sure this doesn't happen again, but I had a lot of fun recording it, and so we had a lot of fun together. We will be doing a churros episode in the next few weeks. We have a few very fun interviews scheduled with some familiar faces you may know, so stay tuned for those. And what else was I going to say? I will update you about the summer vacation plans. Again, I'm going to be traveling. We are going to Chicago and New York, and it's a lot. Part of the time, Ben is not with me. I'm with Pearl, so I'm like going to have my hands full. But I'm going to get something out to you hopefully each week. So I will keep you posted. And I can't wait to like, maybe I'll put together like a Chicago guide because I usually don't spend much time in the city. And I think this trip I am. And a little wink, wink for you guys. One of the places I'm going during that trip is in the bucket list episode for 2026. Can you think of what it is? I will give you this. I guess I posted about it on Instagram, so you may have been able to connect the dots, but I am renting a car in Chicago and it's a short drive away. That is what I will give you. Ooh. But I will do, maybe I'll do a post episode about that and then have the other ones be Gabby. Well, I will keep you updated. And I apologize in advance. But oh my gosh, I only have one child. I cannot imagine what people with multiple children are doing. You all are heroes. If you have multiple children and pets and jog, I'm literally just sending like a gold medal to your house. No questions asked. Period. You are a rock star. Thank you so much for listening and stick around for churros, etc. Okay, bye. Becky's back and she's going to tell us how we can save more money.
The big one this week is Disney Cruise Line. They came up with a save up to $500 per person. Whoa. On select sailings from October 1st to December 31st of this year. That's valid on most sailings, not all, but most sailings of the Disney Treasure, the Disney Fantasy, and the Disney Wonder, which you should be listening about because that's obviously the Disney Wonder from San Diego.
I mean, I am so close to booking it for a second time this year, you don't even know.
When you have 500 per person, that's not just for one and two. That's $500 per person in the cabin off. Book by August 30th for that one. So a good example is for select nights or for 7 nights in a veranda, you save up to 500. If you're in an ocean view, you would save up to 400 per person. If you get into that 6 nights or less, you have savings up to $250 per person. So it does vary by the itinerary that you choose and the cabin category. But that is an incredible savings for Disney Cruise Line. If you want to do a cruise, now's the time to do it if you can go this year.
Do you want to do a cruise, Becky?
My God. If a cruise, though, isn't in your future, Aulani, if you want to go over and have your little drink with a little umbrella and hang out in the lazy river, Aulani has a save up to 30% off on select rooms, including their partial ocean view and ocean view rooms. For stays up to 5 or more consecutive nights, you get up to that 30% off. 4 or more consecutive nights is up to 25%. This is for stays valid from October 19th to December 23rd. And if you're a Disney Visa card holder, you can save even more. You can save up to 35% and hang out in Hawaiian Paradise.
I am, and I want to. I want to hug Duffy. They won't let us. They trot Duffy and Shelly Mae around at Disneyland, tempting us, just going down Main Street. We can't hug him, but you can hug him in Aulani.
You stalk poor Duffy, don't you, when you're in Aulani?
I do.
The other one, last but not least, is in your backyard for Disneyland. They do have a save up to 15% off select room types Sunday through Thursday through September 7th. That's save up to 15% at the Grand Californian, the Disneyland Hotel, and the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, as well as saving up to 10% off Pixar Place. But wait, there's more.
Oh my gosh.
If you're a Disney Visa card holder, you can save up to 25% off.
Wow. Blair will be hearing from me.
I'm sure he will. San Diego is calling your name.
Literally, I already have the date. I already have a hold in my calendar. I don't want to talk about it. It was so great to see you. And thank you for all of this and for everything you do.
Hello, Carly Wiesel. This is Matt in Nebraska. I am calling for something you may know, but I was in Paris and partook in Disneyland Paris just a couple weeks ago, and just been listening to podcasts that were downloaded while I was there, and the ads, apart from you and Becky, are in French, and it was kind of a delightful surprise to be listening to, about Walt Disney World, and suddenly I don't know what I'm listening to, but it just brought me back to Disneyland Paris through your podcast without you even mentioning Disneyland Paris. So, well done, and thanks.
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for calling because that is absolutely wild. I had no idea that that happens when you go out of the country. I mean, I guess I should. No. Have I ever proofed an episode when I was out of the country? No, I've submitted episodes when I've been out of the country, but I haven't listened to them. And that is absolutely fascinating that you were just bombarded by French language ads. I wonder what they were saying. I have the type of thing where I judge other accents and languages in like the most positive light possible. Like today, I was at lunch with a friend and like a woman fully interrupted us to ask a random weird question and like not in a charming way. She was like, "Where's the restaurant?" And we were like, "We're sitting at tables, like it's right there." We didn't say it with that much attitude. We were like, "Oh, it's just through the door, like it's just a big wooden door, you go through there." But she had a British accent, and I was like, "Oh, it's fine. You can interrupt me if you have a British accent." And I just feel the same way for like, "Oh, it's in French? Oh, what are they saying? I'm so curious." I honestly feel that way about every single language. It's very funny. So I would have been as delighted as you are about it. I also hope you had a blast at Disneyland Paris. There is a little like blinking red alarm light in my brain, like when you have to replace a smoke detector, it's like bing, 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 bing. It's like you haven't been to Paris in a while. So I'm a little, I have it in the brain. I feel like this call was a little bit of a sign. So I appreciate it. And hey, I've flown around the world for less than to listen to ads on my own podcast to hear them in a different language. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Thank you for calling. I hope you had a great trip. And thank you for listening to my podcast while you were away. Okay, bye. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening. And if you're like, girly, take it back to one and re-record the outro. That is not the way you usually do this. You even had more energy and more gusto in your voice when you lost it. I know, but I'm going to be so real with you, as I have been this entire episode. Getting this episode out the door for some reason has been cursed and chaotic. It is like a widow's bay of its own creation that I am constantly interrupted and interrupting other people just by trying to do my job inside my house. That summer break, y'all, is my first summer vacation, and we are struggling. Camp starts very soon, but oh my gosh, this podcast barely came together. And so I was recording the intro to this originally on a very different day from when I actually recorded it. And I completely woke Pearl up with the hello. Completely woke her up with a hello. Went back, listened to the baby cam. You can fully, all you hear is like rain noise and then hello in the background and her going, "What? What? What?" So I'm trying to be very delicate. And I didn't want to start the episode with this energy, so we're saving it for the end. And I apologize if it's a little low, but also you made it this far listening to me and we've been through peaks and valleys of energy throughout the entire thing, so it's fine. I am going to make another 4 p.m. coffee, I can tell you that, because I am hooked and it's fine. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this very special Gab Sesh episode. If you want more Very Amusing, like go back in the archives and see if there's ones you haven't listened to. There's always like one errant episode of a podcast I like that I haven't listened to, and I encourage you to go back and listen. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts while you're there, or rate and follow us on Spotify. Call us 747-CHURROS. I love to get your calls. When I was a child at overnight camp, we would always get mail, and it was the most delightful thing in the world, and that's how I feel every single time I get a call on the Churros hotline. I feel like I'm 11 years old again, getting a package in the mail and just absolutely bowled over with joy by it. If you are thinking about going somewhere, literally anywhere, on a cruise, on an airplane somewhere, driving to a theme park, maybe you want to check out that thing in Frisco, Texas, that Universal Kids Resort, bring a hat. If you want to go to any of these places, hit up MEI Mouse Fan Travel and they will help you do it all and hopefully save money while doing it. MouseFanTravel.com/amusing is their main company for all your travel needs. Truly, they will help you through all of it, and they're pros, and they'll do it for free. It's honestly like, it's like a personal assistant for your vacation, and it's wonderful, and the whole team is wonderful, and I love them very much. So head to mousefantravel.com/amusing. They support our show. They make all of this possible. So thank you to Becky and the whole team, and yeah, keep on booking your trips with them, and so will I. If you want more of this, wowza, follow me at Carly Wiesel across the internet. Join the Foamily at facebook.com/group/Carly Wiesel and subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. I'm posting basically every day there now. I'm posting a lot, like maybe a little too much. I hope the people who subscribe aren't like, "Girly, you good? You're posting 4 times a day." But I love it. It's just nice. It's like passing notes in class. It's very, very nice, and I enjoy it very much. So if you are able to, we're working on a fix for people who can't. I have an email contact at Meta that I'm like have a like a tight grip on it. I'm never gonna let go until they figure it out, which I'm very grateful for. And I just check in like every 2 weeks being like, hi, I'm so sorry. So hopefully we'll get it sorted. But if you do not get subscribed and you want to see what it is, 99 cents for a month. Just try it. Just give it a shot. 99 cents. Just give it a shot. And if you don't like it, I'm not really going to know. I don't check it. I hope you stay. But if you have to leave, that's totally fine. 99 cents a month. Give it a shot at Carly Wiesel on Instagram. Thanks so much for listening. See you. Okay, I'm going to try really hard not to wake her. Real soon. We did it. Phew.
Hi, honey. Such a fun episode. I'm really enjoying them. Yes, the four seasons, let's just get into it, was extraordinary. The grounds, the pool, it was so beautiful. But if you know me, I have a great time anywhere. But having this bed, I have a really bad back. So sleeping on this bed for four nights or five nights, whatever it was, my back didn't hurt at all. So I really want to get this bed. It's going to be so expensive, but not one backache. I couldn't believe it. And besides that, I had my own room, not the three of us cramping in from the 2 weeks before, but this was amazing. My own room. I was able to have a slumber party, Pearl's first slumber party. It was so much fun. That was definitely a highlight for me at the hotel because I think she'll remember her first slumber party sleepover forever. So Pearl, Ben, and I went by the pool one early evening and we cooked up some s'mores. It is such a great memory. Pearl had a couple of them. She was loving it. And it was pretty good. I can definitely go to Disney World with you every 2 weeks. I really can. I have nothing else to do. But I do agree with you about the Skyliner. All right. The lunches and brunches was all, everything was so good. The Bear Garden, Cinderella's royal table at the castle was phenomenal. You're right. The Sam and I had the same meal you did, and it was wonderful. But your birthday character brunch at the Four Seasons was epic. And it was epic because it was laid back, it wasn't crowded, and Mickey, Minnie, and Goofy were there. And they kept coming around, and they kept playing with Pearl. We even went outside with them to take photos. That was epic to me. That was amazing. But the highlight that touched my heart the most was that Pearl was wearing a Minnie Mouse dress that was iconic. It was the Disney Minnie Mouse dress that you wore for your third birthday party. For me to see this precious Pearl at your birthday brunch wearing your dress from your third birthday really touched my heart. And it now has this first day. It's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm all right. I'm going to let it go. And I checked the Bear Garden restaurant. And for 3 year to 9 year olds, it's $28. And it was $49 per person. But with the discount, you paid like $150. That's exactly what you should have paid. So it was absolutely right. You didn't do anything wrong. You're good. So you didn't mention the best thing about the Four Seasons bus. Even though besides arriving perfectly on time, they had two tables with seating with two facing forward, two seats facing backward, and Pearl loved with all of us sitting together playing. It was great. And after a warm day, that driver had water bottles for us. It was so thoughtful. It was so nice. And don't worry about me taking the monorail this trip. Don't worry about you taking it either, because we can go in 2 weeks when we come back, right? I'll come back, I swear. But yes, mommy went over. I'm in trouble. I don't care. The maple popcorn was amazing, and it was hot, and it was sticky, and it was great. It was so delicious. It was the best one I've ever had in my whole life. It was bliss. All right, that's all I had to say. Sorry about going over. I love you so much, Carly. I love you so much, Pearl. And yes, I still love you, John Stamos. See you next week. Bye.